This is Audible.
I shall tell you about veteran Sergeant Zachariah. He is no hero. He is a liar, a collaborator shielded by the misguided loyalty of his brothers in arms. He is deceitful, murderous. He serves no one but his depraved masters, and wants nothing less than the fall of Elysia. This day, be in no doubt, I will show him to be a traitor and murderer.
Martyrs of Elysia by Chris Downs. Performed by John Banks, Cliff Chapman, Steve Conley, Matthew Hunt, Jonathan Keeble, Stephen Pering, and Melvin Rawlinson.
If Commissar Mastroval's words had affected the veteran, he did not show it. Freed of his shackles, Zachariah sat, as he had for the last 3 hours, motionless and relaxed.
Your self-control does not impress me, even if you are Elysia's greatest sniper. If anything, Sergeant, your silence condemns you further by the second. Then again, what would be the point of you denying your guilt? Your vendetta against Captain Vandrak is well documented and corroborated.
The merest twitch of the sergeant's lips confirmed Mastroval's point had been made.
Veteran Adulam confirmed the roots of your feud with Vandrak up until your posting to this camp. And despite his best efforts to protect you, Trooper Uldek was a wealth of incriminating information. You have no comrades, Zachariah. You have no friends. For the good of the 158th, Elysia, and the Emperor you claim to serve, confess your crimes. I have no doubt you are aware I can make you talk.
Let us hope the information you get is more accurate than that extracted from Dufalka's Vale and Sinestra advisors.
Ah! At last the traitor speaks.
I am no traitor, Commissar. If you believe that, then you are a fool.
Speak to me like that again, veteran.
If you are already certain of my guilt, execute me now. Unless you know there is more to be told.
Perhaps. Do you deny your confrontations with Captain Vandrak during the rescue on Alderaax and here at the camp? Your hostility towards him? No? That was your motivation, plain and simple.
That's one interpretation.
The only one from my perspective. What of your actions during the second offensive on Vale and Sinestra and the destruction of the grav platform? You deliberately hunted down Captain Vandrak. Such was your fury.
I was angry, Commissar. Such colossal stupidity would have tested the resolve of any soldier.
Not just any soldier would slit the throat of their commanding officer.
When I arrived, Captain Vandrak was almost dead. I fought through pirates from House Lysimachus and worse to reach him. He could have died at the hands of 1,000 corrupted souls.
There was no ostensible taint on Bandrak's body. He was killed cleanly by a practiced hand.
Impossible.
Mastroval drew a compact data slate from the inside of his long coat and placed it on the table in front of Zachariah.
Do you see the title of this data file, veteran?
Dark Elysian Suns. What of it?
Do you know what the file contains?
How would I?
It contains secrets buried so deep I almost couldn't recover them. You seem agitated, veteran sergeant. Tell me of your penultimate meeting with Captain Vandrak.
Penultimate? The one before
I... You murdered him. Following the mission briefing aboard the Majestic Light, I understand it was even more ill-tempered than the previous encounters.
It is well documented, Commissar. Why are you...
I want to hear it from your perspective, Sergeant. It is a chance to recount your version of events. Do not squander it.
It was clear that everyone was surprised when we returned from our reconnaissance mission to Samphanor. Bandrak refused to meet with us, even though our intelligence on the Chaos Space Marines had been hard won. Bandrak didn't even acknowledge us when we entered the briefing room on the Majestic Light. He was too caught up in his master plan to take Valen Sinestra with overwhelming force. Up until that point, we had no idea how he intended to do it. But once we found out, we realized it was going to be an even bigger disaster than the first attack.
As you know, the generals and I, in our wisdom, have kept it secret. But now, I can reveal our forces are to be supported by an entire Cadian regiment, who will provide the overwhelming numbers required to ensure victory. Detailed orders will be issued shortly before planetfall. Questions?
Captain, how will we deploy the Cadians? Dropships would make them easy targets.
We will employ gravity cone platforms for a mass drop, combined with our own troops.
Zachariah's sharp eyes caught a shaking of heads from the senior officers assembled in the Majestic Light's briefing room. Whatever argument they had mounted prior to the announcement of this mission against the use of platforms had clearly failed.
This concludes the briefing. Dismissed!
Sarge, you have to say something.
Veteran Adulam, what's the problem?
Have you been on a gravity cone platform, Uldek?
No.
Captain Bandrak, a moment!
Zachariah's attempt to reach the captain was immediately blocked by his six strong honor guard.
Stand aside, veteran.
Ah, the hero of the hour. Let him pass.
Well, speak.
Captain Bandrak, you must be aware that even under the best conditions, gravity cone platforms are unstable. Valen Sinestra's fields are too unpredictable.
Of course. You would know all about their failings, wouldn't you, Sergeant?
Explain, sir.
I have grave suspicions about you, veteran. Suspicions I have shared with those who will find the truth behind Sergeant Zachariah, and where his loyalties really lie.
Now hear this. We are approaching the demarcation point. All troopers to their assigned stations.
Have a care around this man, soldiers. The enemy can take many forms.
You dare!
Winded by the unexpected blow from the guard's rifle, Zachariah stumbled back and grabbed the hilt of his sword. Seeing the move, Adulam seized his comrade's wrist before the blade could be unsheathed.
I'll kill him.
Let it go, Sarge.
I'll kill him. I'll kill him.
Master Val found it amusing that the veteran admitted to using those words, probably assuming the Commissar held this information in one of his reports. In reality, he did not, and the statement gave him the perfect opportunity to steer his questioning in the direction he wanted it to go.
So, Bandrak tampers with your squad's equipment and kills your men. He tries to blow you into pieces with a reactivated Cyclops, attempts to cut you in half with sabotaged energy beams, and sends you on a mission to your certain death, allegedly. All these are things you claim he has done to you and your men. Yet how do you react? A curt word, a surly look. Yet one question about your loyalties, and you fly into a murderous rage. What am I to make of that?
I'm surprised it took so long for Bandrak to cast doubt on my allegiance in his quest to discredit me. Surely you've been upon Elysia long enough to realize how it works, Commissar.
Indeed I have. By attacking the character of an individual, you can inflict wounds on the person. To suggest anything but loyalty to Elysia and family, That can be a killing blow.
Families are the curse of Elysia. Had I been higher born, perhaps my words would have been heeded. So many dead.
Ah, yes. A dreadful loss of life. On the very same platform you were tasked to control.
I warned him that would happen. And it did.
Throne, Sarge! We're dangerously overloaded! Listen to those engines!
Crammed within its raised perimeter barriers, the 2,000-strong Cadian and Elysian assault force swayed with the jarring movement of the floating disc, kept aloft by six huge turbines arranged equidistant around its edge.
There goes the spearhead. With any luck, we won't be up here for much longer.
If those turbines give way, we definitely won't be!
I pray the machine god hears the tech priest's incantations.
Perhaps Bandrak is warming to us, Sarge. He didn't send us down to Valen Sinestra with the first wave.
Before he could answer his comrade, Zachariah spotted Lieutenant Dufalka of the 217th marching towards him. He had been given the dubious honor of coordinating the drop from Platform Epsilon, the most decrepit of the six gravity cone platforms.
Sergeant, what's the delay? The last of the forward assault force are descending in the dropships now.
We're ready to go, sir, but Epsilon is still not in position. They're going to struggle to keep the landing zone secure for us, Lieutenant.
We need to swamp the area with troops within minutes if this plan has any chance of succeeding. If we aren't able to, and the attack is spread out, the impact will be weaker and a greater danger to us all.
I don't like this, sir. Six gravity cone platforms in such close proximity act as one enormous target.
Agreed. You, Trooper!
Trooper Uldek, who had been tasked with long-range fox by Zachariah, was beckoned over by the lieutenant.
Yes, sir. Ask command how much longer it'll be before we're in final deployment position.
Acknowledged, sir. You know Captain Bandrak's personally directing this remote piloting of the platforms, don't you, Lieutenant?
Dufalka threw an unsurprised look Zachariah's way.
That explains why they're too bloody close together.
Enough, Veteran Adulum. Concentrating the men into a small landing zone is key to Bandrak's deployment.
Landing zone? Killing zone, more like.
Stand down, Veteran. That's an order.
You heard the sergeant. And besides, you should show some respect for your new colonel.
What?
Bandrak received a field promotion a few hours ago.
Of course he did.
Enemy fighter closing! Engage autocannons!
Scatter, lads!
There's nowhere for them to go!
Lieutenant, look out! No!
Caught in the densely packed troops, Zachariah's warning was in vain, as the enemy fighter strafed Platform Epsilon, killing Dufalka and dozens of Cadians in a hail of fire. Banking away, the platform's autocannons blazed into the belly of the attack ship, destroying its port engine.
Sergeant! Command reports 7 minutes to station keeping. We won't last 2 more minutes, let alone 7.
Sarge! The enemy fighter is diving back towards Turbine 4!
You men! Get away from there! Get down! Adulum, we need to get these troops off here now.
2 drop hatches have been damaged by the fighter, and the platform is still not in position.
As Platform Epsilon shuddered to right itself, mangled bodies and chunks of debris skidded past the troops trying to keep their footing. Packed though Platform Epsilon was, Zachariah could see they had lost scores of men in the enemy attack, and 2 of the autocannons burned fiercely in the background.
This is Veteran Sergeant Zachariah of the 158th Elysian. Any senior officer, please respond.
Platforms Alpha and Gamma are deploying. The others are nearly in position, but there are more enemy fighters coming in.
This is Captain Felden of the 239th Cadian. All Elysian senior officers incapacitated or dead. I'm nearly at your location.
Understood.
Sergeant, what's the situation?
We need the gravity cones activating and the hatches opening now, sir.
I'll muster the men. Give the order to the tech priests.
Yes, sir.
As Navy vultures wheeled overhead to increase the gravity platform's air cover, Zachariah pushed his way through the rapidly forming ranks to a badly injured tech priest.
Omnes Sancto Sultant Operatus, all praise machine.
We need to evacuate this platform right now!
Disregarding Zachariah's urgency, the tech priest continued his prayers as he moved a blackened hand over a series of controls.
Gravity well generator engaged. The machine is all loudet omnis machina.
Zachariah weaved his way past the arrowhead-shaped assemblies of troops organized by Captain Felden. At the head of each queue, the circular hatches through which the Cadians would descend to the landing zone began to open across the platform.
Command reports enemy fighters have broken through. They're heading for Platform Beta.
Captain Felden, are your troops ready to deploy?
Ready, but the grav cones are fluctuating wildly.
There's nothing we can do about it. I'll be sending squads down outside every cone to try and keep your men on track. But the sooner they get into them, the better.
Understood. The Emperor protects.
Sergeant, the first Cadians from Platform Alpha have landed on Valen to heavy resistance. They need immediate help!
Beta's hit!
Emperor's throne.
With four engines gone, Beta tipped violently downwards, throwing Cadians and Elysians over its perimeter. Beneath it, the generated cones of anti-gravity flickered and died, spilling scores of Cadians from their conical paths in a freefall. The platform began to descend, straight towards Epsilon.
Attention! All Cadian squads! Emergency deployment! Elysian squads, to your positions! Move!
Epsilon is still not in position over the landing zone, Sarge.
This will have to be close enough. Captain Felden, deploy now!
We'll be going through much faster than planned, lads. Keep in the center of the field as best you can. Then, get out as soon as you land.
Beta will strike us before we've evacuated all the Cadians. Adulam, follow me to that autocannon. Oldek, prepare our squad to drop.
Yes, Sergeant.
We need to buy time for the deployment. Can you disengage the cannon's auto-tracking safeties?
Zachariah pushed the dead gunner and loader from their seats as Adulam kicked in a service panel and pulled out a bundle of wires.
The machine spirit's not going to like this one bit. May your revered safeties prevent this override from your unworthy servant who craves your indulgence in this time of need. Thou art the holiest weapon of war. Thy sacred duty will be fulfilled.
Just load all the ammunition we have left. I'm going to concentrate fire on Beta's closest turret and try to detonate its magazine.
Weapon is ready.
Zachariah ignored the fighters screaming all around, the wail of the proximity alarm and the constant stream of troops throwing themselves into the gravity cone hatches below and behind him. All that mattered was the autocannon turret aimed at Beta's crippled, deserted platform.
Target is locked. I don't know how long my override will last, Sarge.
I pray to thee, O mighty Omnissiah. Grant us victory over the forces of darkness. Laudat omnis machina.
Good work, Sarge.
Not good enough. A large section's gonna be coming.
We've lost another turbine.
Adulam and Zachariah jumped from the turret onto the bucking surface of Epsilon platform, losing their footing and rolling to the ground. Across the circular expanse, the few remaining Cadians lurched and staggered.
Captain Felden, we need to abandon this platform.
Last men are jumping now.
Acknowledged. Squad, grab harnesses quickly. An eye on those gravity cones. As soon as the platform's power wanes, they'll dissipate.
As Platform Gamma exploded, Zachariah watched with fury.
Thousands lost before they even had the chance to fight. This is no way for good men and women to die.
Sarge, nothing more can be done. Epsilon is doomed.
Only a couple of hundred Cadians remained on Epsilon platform. As the last of his men exited the closest hatch, Captain Felden gave Zachariah a salute and threw himself into the circular opening set into the floor. Zachariah saluted back, connected his rebreather, then readied himself at the platform's edge.
If the cones fail, attempt to rescue as many Cadians as you can, but do not put your own life in jeopardy.
Zachariah fell alongside the crackling energy field of a gravity cone. Inside, he could see an endless line of Cadians descending at speed, their shapes made hazy by the translucent barrier.
Sarge, the gravity cones are malfunctioning.
Get ready, men! Pick an individual and track them as close as you can!
Any second!
No!
Everywhere Zachariah looked, bodies were falling, clawing and spinning in the thin air as they saw their death hurtle towards them. While all Elysian drop troops practiced aerial rescue, they were dangerous under ideal circumstances. But with wreckage raining down around them, the task became near impossible.
That looks like Felden! Captain, I'm heading straight towards you! Oh. Felden! Calm down!
As Zachariah tried to stop them spinning, he reached for a carabiner attached to his grab harness and latched it onto Felden's weapon.
My men! Save my men!
We'll do the best we can, sir. Hold on! We'll be down in a few seconds!
Zachariah pulled on the harness straps, drawing Felden closer to his body. Directly beneath them, he saw one of his squad do the same, only to be suddenly flung to one side and accelerate downwards.
Mind the bodies for those gravity wells, men!
Managed to get one, Sarge! There's hostile fire! From below!
Brace yourself, Captain!
Extraordinary. Of all the troops present, you're the only one to identify the gravity wells.
We all witnessed the effects, Commissar. I alerted the men to them after they had claimed dozens of lives.
Which is more than can be said about your mission to Alderaax. Veteran Adulum couldn't explain how you knew about the gravity passage between Vale and Sinestra and the planetoid on which Bandrak was stranded. He also couldn't explain how you knew the direction of the invisible field was indicated by striations on the rocks, or that it would take you straight to the crash site. How did you know?
May I remind you, Commissar? The Alderaax mission was to rescue the man I'm accused of murdering.
Oh, do you really think you can distract my questioning with such ease, Sergeant? You insult me.
I am the one who was insulted. I succeeded in saving Bandrak. On and off that bloody platform, I tried to protect as many men as possible. Both times I did my duty. Does it matter how?
It matters a great deal, Veteran. It matters because you seem to know a lot about things you should not. The gravity wells are one thing, but Chaos Space Marines also.
Zachariah looked up sharply. He had not expected this.
You identified them on your scouting mission with ease.
I have encountered them before.
Tell me about Ophelminorus.
What of it?
According to the official records, you not only engaged with several Chaos Space Marines during your attack on the alien monolith, but were successful in dispatching a number of them. That's quite a feat.
Wasn't just me.
No, the only other survivor was a Julem.
We barely escaped with our lives. It took us months to recover our...
Perhaps the taint of chaos has been upon you since then. I imagine you chose to join them in exchange for your miserable lives. And when the time came for you to serve your new masters, they shared their knowledge of Valen's gravity wells and the geography of Alderaax and Samphanor.
That is...
Perhaps the incidents here at the training camp, Bandrak's assassination, the huge loss of life during both attacks on Vale and Sinestra, were your doing.
Absurd.
Did the forces of Chaos recruit both you and Adulum back on Ophelminorus? Was this all part of some vile master plan?
Is that what it says in your data files, Commissar? That I've been working in collusion with heretics? I never wanted to return to Elysia. The further I am away from this accursed planet, the better!
That's no way to speak of your beloved homeworld, is it?
Zachariah's stomach fell. Despite his greatest efforts, he knew the panic in his eyes betrayed him.
Tell me of the events leading up to your arrest, Veteran.
Oldeck, where are the
reinforcements!
Before the young comms operator could respond, Zachariah spotted a winged creature heading directly towards his squad.
Watch out!
The leather-winged creature plowed into the Elysians, lashing out with its razor-sharp claws.
What in Thrawn's name is that?
I didn't see them on our scouting mission.
Emperor, protect us all.
Nor did I. Quite the help our pirate friends have got.
Sergeant, new orders are coming in. Reinforcements have overshot the landing zone. They encountered two Chaos Space Marines, but have eliminated the enemy. With heavy losses.
We needed those men to form a second offensive. Get what's left to converge on our position.
Bandrak has retasked our mission, Sergeant. We are to head straight for the Citadel and support his attack on the High Temple of Lysimachus.
Is he out of his mind? It's the most heavily defended structure on this Emperor-forsaken rock.
Bandrak is pushing to capture or kill Lysimachus herself.
Sarge, are you all right?
Sergeant Zachariah, report.
Go ahead, Captain Felden.
Glad to hear you're still with us, Sergeant. We're on the western flank of the Citadel, but need explosives. Our specialist team is dead. Can you assist?
Sarge?
Yes. We're... Felden, we're on our way. Men, follow me!
Zachariah and his men pushed on through the pirate militia and Chaos forces. Exiting a shallow valley onto a sprawling plain, the squad could see the huge black wall of the Citadel in the distance, and a sea of Cadian troops engaged with the pirate militia at its perimeter.
There's the western flank! We'll head over towards...
From nowhere, three winged creatures descended upon them.
Adjunum! Get over to Felden at the west wall! Let the Navy fighters match those creatures. The eastern flank's unprotected. Follow me!
As the squad of Elysians ran towards the Citadel's wall, one of the demons swooped into the path of a low-flying Navy fighter.
Take cover! All deck. Inform all Imperial forces that the Citadel wall has been breached on its eastern boundary.
Yes, Sergeant. Attention all units. This is Epsilon 158.
Nearing the hole in the Citadel wall, Zachariah was relieved to see Cadian and Elysian troops converging on the position.
All troopers, fast and low towards the breach. Don't allow them to get a foothold. Fire! Adjunum, I'm entering the Citadel now. How long before you... Ah!
We've gained access, Sarge. Any sign of Bandrak?
This is Colonel Bandrak. I am at the High Temple and encountering near overwhelming resistance. All previous orders are countermanded. Get here now!
I guess that answers your question, Veteran. We're on our way.
Understood.
Having fought their way into the Citadel, Zachariah and his men found themselves in a huge stone corridor flanked by the outer and inner walls of the mighty fortress.
Split left and right! It's equidistant to the temple from here and we don't want to get caught up! Return fire! Hold deck! Report!
I'm okay, Sarge, but we've suffered multiple casualties!
Damn it!
You two troopers, this way!
Sarge, the High Temple is surrounded. Bandrak must be inside. We'll have to fight our way in, but the approach is wide open.
I'm four strong here. We'll head to the High Temple's ramparts and cover from there. Is Captain Felden still commanding?
Negative.
Another good man lost. Oldek, you lead while I guard the rear. Troopers, watch the alcoves. They may have doors that are perfect for... What the...
As Zachariah struggled with the first creature, a second appeared, its wings catching against the rough stonework of the passageway. Uldek and the two others opened fire, but not before it had torn out the throat of one of the troopers.
Drive it away from the sergeant!
Zachariah pushed the creature away from him in disgust. Around the corner, several meters away, he could hear Uldek and the trooper fighting the other abomination that had attacked them. Rounding the bend, Zachariah saw a winged creature lying on top of the second trooper. Next to him, Uldek's Vox transmitter crackled and sparked. There was no sign of its operator.
Uldek! Come in!
Sarge, whatever you're going to do, do it quickly. We're being cut down here. Understood.
Checking that no one was present to witness his actions, Zachariah activated his nightscope. He examined the alcoves to his right until he came across a tightly sealed door. Running his fingers around its edges, he armed a grenade, tossed it at the base, and ran for cover. Approaching the hole warily, Zachariah peered through it and into a very narrow passage built in the inner wall amongst the citadel's supporting columns. Zachariah stepped inside and was swallowed by the darkness.
Adulam! My squad is dead. I'm heading straight for the High Temple.
In the distance, he could make out the very faintest torchlight and shadows moving across it. Zachariah dropped to the dank stone floor and readied his sniper rifle. The shadows became the shapes of men, and flashes of Lysimachus' militia uniform slid across the reticule of his scope. Zachariah fired until his sniper rifle was fully discharged. Rising immediately, he clambered over the slumped figures and towards rough-hewn steps, rising steeply upwards.
Requesting an update from inside the High Temple.
A man, or what was once a man, grappled with Zachariah in the confined space, clawing and snarling. Struggling for air because of the unnaturally strong grip around his throat, Zachariah found the haft of his short sword. Zachariah thrust the blade into the militiaman's chest, pushing him back with the force of the blow.
Idiot! You didn't confirm your kills!
Grabbing his las rifle and activating the scope, he could see the outline of a door.
Imperial forces inside the High Temple. Report your situation.
Reaching the top of the steps, Zachariah edged towards the door and grasped the heavy latch, his sword poised for attack.
This is Sergeant Zachariah of the 158th Elysian. I'm entering the High Temple from the eastern inner wall. Do not fire!
Stepping into the enormous main chamber of the High Temple with his sword at the ready, Zachariah regarded the scores of bodies before him. Most were Lysimachus' pirate militia, some barely recognizable as such. The rest were Elysian drop troopers. Alerted by the ghastly sound, Zachariah spotted Bandrak slumped in a corner, surrounded by the corpses of the enemy, and blood pumping from a deep gash across his throat.
Sergeant! Medics are on the way, Colonel. I'll try to stem the bleeding. Don't speak. Looks like you put up quite a fight, sir.
Bandrak reached out to Zachariah, his final words stuck in his ruined throat. Clasping Bandrak's hand, Zachariah knew that despite the man's failings, he could not let him die alone. The huge doors to the High Temple exploded open. Through the smoke and debris, Cadians and Elysians stormed in, firing as they charged.
Cease fire! Cease fire!
From the milling troops, two familiar figures emerged. Zachariah raised his bloody hand in greeting, surprised to see that Uldek had not been lost in battle, and his old comrade Adulam had also survived.
Sergeant? What happened here?
I entered the temple and found Bandrak already too close to death. There was nothing I could do.
Adulam shifted uneasily, and Uldek's gaze slid from the unmoving figure of Bandrak to Zachariah's sword, dripping with blood.
Wait a minute!
The High Temple. A fitting place for a man to become a martyr.
The men who died because of Bandrak's mistakes were martyrs, Commissar. He was not.
No. In your eyes, he was deserving of such a death.
Yes.
not by my hand.
You continue to dispute witnesses who describe you standing over Bandrak's corpse with a bloodied sword.
Not at all. I've explained whose blood was on my blade.
Oh, yes, the passageway.
As Mastroval pored over his data slate, the veteran could swear the Commissar had a smile on his face.
You detonated a grenade at the precise spot needed to access a tunnel which led directly to the High Temple, unknowingly. That's extremely convenient, wouldn't you say?
It might have been convenient had I been able to save any of the men in that poorly considered attack on the High Temple, Commissar. They would have been able to stand alongside me and verify my account.
Despite the overwhelming evidence of your collusion with the enemy and murder of a superior officer, you still protest your innocence.
I may be guilty of many things, Commissar, but killing my comrades and betraying my people are not two of them.
Mastroval looked up from his data slate sharply, a puzzled look on his face.
Your people? Have a read of this. Do you remember this data file?
Zachariah read the glowing words before him. His heart raced.
I think you finally understand what secrets it contains, don't you?
I do.
Open the file, Veteran Sergeant. There are over 20,000 names, Sergeant. 20,000.
I thought... so many.
And so I pose the question once again, Veteran Sergeant Zachariah. Given the evidence, how can you defend yourself against the accusations of sabotage within this very training camp and the murder of Bandrak? How do you explain your understanding of the gravity wells on Valen Sinestra, a safe route to Alderax, and the geography of Samphanor? And deep within the enemy's most heavily fortified citadel, you located and navigated your way through a hidden passage to the High Temple. How could you do all of these things if you were not in collusion with your Chaos Masters from Ophel Minoris and the militia of Lysimachus?
Zachariah placed the data slate on the table, a single name glowing on the screen.
Because of your name, Veteran Sergeant. A name you have done your very best to bury, yet still cannot forget.
Yes.
A name that has led you to stay far away from Elysia, taking mission after mission in an attempt to distance yourself from those who might discover and condemn you for your true identity.
Yes.
What is your name, Veteran Sergeant?
Zachariah rose to his feet and stood to attention, his face a mask of resignation.
My name is Zachariah of the House Lysimachus.
At last, we have the truth. You probably thought you were the only one from a renegade household fighting on behalf of Elysia. While we don't possess full records on every individual, we are aware of most. You, I believe, fled Valen Sinestra quite young.
13.
Old enough to have learned many of its secrets.
Correct.
To know the Citadel as well as you did. The routes in and out of the High Temple suggests your family must have been quite elevated.
They were. So, now you have your confession.
Of your lineage, yes. But not concerning the matter at hand.
I have just acquiesced my kinship with the greatest enemy in Elysia's history and allies to the forces of Chaos. Surely that is enough to authorize my execution order.
We may have almost limitless numbers of men across the Imperium, but few come as highly trained and lethal as you and your kin. The Emperor can ill afford to lose 20,000 Elysian drop troops because of an accident of birth, Sergeant.
Surely it condemns me to death as a liar. That's reason enough for the Commissariat to carry out their duty.
I think you underestimate the Commissariat and your value to the Emperor. There is no evidence to support the claims that Colonel Bandrak orchestrated a plot against you. Despite your feelings towards him, the second attack on Valen Sinestra was a success.
Success? We lost thousands. The Cadians even more.
The forces of Chaos were defeated. Bandrak died a hero.
Yet you still believe that I acted against my own men? That I am responsible for the deaths on the Cyclops training ground and the final training drop?
No. I never did.
If that is the case, then the truth
will be rewritten. Would you tarnish the name of Elysia's newest, greatest martyr? Make all the deaths because of him seem for naught?
No. I would not.
No. In doing so, you prove that you are not the same as your reviled forebears. You strive to be the Emperor's truest servant, a worthy son of Elysia, even if it requires you to put the greater good before your own interests. Which is more than can be said for some of your so-called noble houses.
Ah. Placing the data slate on the table, Master Val pointed to the newly received information glowing on its screen.
He tried his very best to make it look as if he was protecting you, but Uldek wasn't quite as skilled in deceit as he thought. No amount of training, political or otherwise, can hide the truth from me.
Uldek?
I'm afraid, dear Sergeant, you were maneuvered into the middle of a centuries-old blood feud. Rather ironic, given your own family's standing.
I don't understand.
House Uldek saw the campaigns against House Lysimachus as a perfect opportunity to further their influence within the Elysian Palliat, regardless of the danger it posed to the entire planet.
That isn't possible. Uldek could have left the Palliat for the call to arms, but he would have been assigned at random.
To the exact camp he wanted. Uldek's attendants had done their research. They knew all about your history with Bandrak, Sergeant. He chose you, not the other way around. By remaining close to you, he knew that Bandrak would be your focus and you his. Yes, it was a dangerous ploy, but I'm led to understand the great houses will do anything. Sacrifice anyone for dominance.
Uldek could have died along with me on several occasions. There were too many things out of his control. The risk was enormous.
But worth it. Uldek needed to be as close to Bandrak as possible and await his opportunity in the confusion of war.
It's not much of a plan.
With Bandrak dead, his greatest future political opponent was out of the way. Uldek would use his family influence to demobilize from the 158th and resume the only fight he's truly interested in. The battle for power.
To use the lives of brave men, good men, for his own gain. Disgusts me.
And so it should.
How did he get into the High Temple?
Master Val smiled and pointed back to the data slate.
The next screen shows confirmation of a long-range encoded Vox transmission made shortly before you were discovered in the High Temple. It's a request for all data on the Citadel's configuration from the Palliat's archives.
So he found another way to get in and out, then destroyed his transmitter?
We've yet to discover the route. However, further questioning is underway.
So he planned to disguise Bandrak's murder as another casualty of the battle? It was merely bad luck. I was discovered in the High Temple.
For him. Had you not been found over Bandrak's slain body, this investigation would likely never have happened. House Lysimachus would have received the blame.
You mentioned the truth will be rewritten, Commissar. How so?
I shall let it be known that Uldek and his entire house are traitors. He shall be held responsible for the deaths on this training camp, the murder of Bandrak, and link his family with House Lysimachus's Chaos Alliance. And you shall remain silent. Before the sun sets this day on Elysia, every member of House Uldek will be executed or exiled for crimes against the Emperor. Everyone.
And what of my fate, Commissar?
No charges shall be raised against you, Veteran Sergeant. You are dismissed.
Zachariah sat for some seconds, stunned by the ease with which Mastroval said the words. Getting up from his chair, he made for the door, only for Mastroval to grab him by the shoulder.
But know this, Veteran Sergeant. Your subterfuge will not be without penalty. The Commissariat will keep your secret. For now.
Mastroval leaned closer.
And with your talents, you may be asked to pay for our silence.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.